WTAW News Time is 8:06 at 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin has held his first conversation with Johnny Manziel since allegations surfaced of being paid for signing autographs.
Whatever comes out of that conversation, I doubt will be discussed publicly. But certainly that will it will be discussed internally, and that information is important.
Sumlin told reporters yesterday any change in Manziel's practice routine depends on what they learn. Kevin will have more in sports. The Bryan City Council is being asked to consider a property tax rate for next year that won't go up and might go down a little more than a penny. Mayor Jason Bayansky says growth continues to help.
We have seen some growth in a tough economy. Our sales tax has been very healthy. We've had a lot of new construction, a lot of new development in Bryan.
Tonight's council agenda includes setting dates for public hearings. Next year's budget also takes into account no change in water and wastewater rates, while any increase in the electric bill is to cover construction costs of bringing wind power to Bryan. Three more people have filed for the Bryan School Board. Two are incumbents, current board president Doug Wunenberger and board secretary Felicia Benford. Also filing is a second person who wants to succeed Maritza Hoffman, who has announced she is not running for re-election. Trey Moore filed yesterday following Josh Smith, who made his announcement last week. The Bryan board met yesterday afternoon. Action included amending the contract of Superintendent Tommy Wallace regarding future pay raises. The board tied increases to what is given to staff employees who are not educators. That would mean Wallace will receive an increase next year of 3.5%. Meanwhile, test questions have finally been released for the STAR statewide assessment exam. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Radcliffe says they've had a lot of interest in them since the test was first rolled out last year.
People want to see these tests. They've only had sample questions to look at before. And we know that a lot of teachers and parents and teacher preparation programs look at the test and help them decide how to present material or what to teach.
Radcliffe says the legislature this session is now requiring the STAR exam to be released on an annual basis for the next 3 years. Every time it's released, Radcliffe says the state must spend $2.4 billion to create new test questions. Pay raises are headed to Blinn College employees. The Board of Trustees recently approved a 3% raise for faculty and staff that's designed to offset an increase in health insurance premiums. Teachers were given a longevity payment of $400, while selected staff employees will be getting additional money to bring their salaries in line with other state community colleges and private employers. That follows a study where non-faculty salaries averaged almost 16% below the median. The same study showed faculty pay was in line with the market. The cost for increasing pay is nearly $1.7 million. And there's a new phishing email to watch out for, in which the scammers have done a very convincing impersonation of Dun & Bradstreet.
It'll look real. It'll say that they've received a complaint about your business and that you need to get in touch with them. So they're going to give you some link to click on. And basically what Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation are saying is they're using our logo, right, and even the contact information is correct.
Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says don't click any links which could cause you to download a virus or malware. Instead, call Dun & Bradstreet to double-check. Election officials around Texas recently returned from a meeting with the Secretary of State's office regarding the new voter ID law. Brazos County Clerk Carrie McQueen says the key is that the name on your voter registration card should match your photo ID.
The way the ID works, they're looking at your name. Although they can use address and birth dates to tie names together. Like, my name is Karen Elaine, but my driver's license has my maiden name, you know, but there are ways that the judges can use their judgment to try to make sure that is the right person.
McQueen says there are two exceptions to showing voter IDs, one involving natural disasters and the other with someone with a permanent disability. A law approved in the legislature allows your doctor's office to swipe the strip on the back of your driver's license. Dr. Buddy Swift of the Texas Medical Association says it's an effort to save time by not writing down information like your birth date.
There's nothing new. There's no additional information. There are no privacy issues, really, in regard to medical information.
Swift says with doctors spending more and more time filling out forms, this will give them a little bit of a break. And the state senator whose filibuster over abortion put her on the national political stage appeared in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
I can say with absolute certainty that I will run for one of two offices, either my state Senate seat or the governor.
During the National Press Club event, Democrat Wendy Davis of Fort Worth was also asked about becoming Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, to which Davis said, "We'll have to find out whether Hillary is planning to run first." WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico this morning, and that's why we're going to continue to forecast sunshine and warm temperatures. Should be around 100 or so today. A few spots may get just above 100. It'll be clear, warm tonight, low 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, we're at or just above 100 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny for Thursday, highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, now I'm gonna go back and just let's just listen to part of what Rob said here. Okay,
wait. High pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico this morning, and that's why we're going to continue to forecast sunshine and warm temperatures. Should be around 100 or so today. A few spots may get just above 100.
A few spots may get just above 100.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Your backyard. How's that? Golly.
Just your a little front yard bit. As well.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, there's that 20 mile an hour wind, which helps to dry things out, too. So that'll be good. How we don't have Jethro trivia today. I was able to keep Royce here no matter what. Yeah. But is it casual Tuesday at the chamber today? Because you're not in your.
I know.
You're not. You're usually in a suit, and you're not in today.
Oh, I got to see this.
Well, no, he looks like. You can do it afterwards. He looks like a NASCAR driver, okay? He's got advertisements all over him. He does, all over him. He's got a bank on one side. He's got a hospital on the other. He's got the chamber on his chest. It's amazing. See, yeah. If he had a helmet on, that'd have other stuff too. But anyway, so you're looking casual
today.
Well,
thank you.
I'd like to thank the Pepe Food Mart for allowing this presentation on WTA.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. Yeah. So now, Kat, you lived in England for a while. Is that right?
It's true.
Okay. I have a story today that, I don't know, it's disgusting and fascinating at the same time.
I bet I know what it is.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I don't know if this is a common occurrence or not, but officials in London say that they've removed the largest lump of fat ever recorded. Excuse me, the largest lump of
fat
ever recorded in Great Britain. From the sewer line under the city, it basically is the size of a bus.
It's now 15 tons.
Is that a U.S. American bus, or is that one of those double-decker buses like they have over there where they drive on the wrong side of the road, you know?
Yeah.
The local utility, which would be Thames Water, says the 15-ton berg, it's called a berg, was actually blocking sewage flowing from houses in southwest London. The mass was made up of fat and wet wipes.
What was made up of what?
Oh, sorry, made of
fat
and wet
there
wipes.
You go.
Wet wipes. See, you think you flush those things and they just go away. They don't. They end up conglomerating with fat and ending up making a thing that's as big as a bus over there. It was discovered after residents complained that they were unable to flush their toilets. Mm-hmm. The fatberg was so big.
How big was it?
God, it's so easy. It actually damaged the sewer lines, which take weeks to replace and repair. Meanwhile, Thames Water warned residents that certain things are simply not to be flushed, like
fat
and certain napkins. So there you go. And I guess what the deal is...
you could have made Jethro trivia out of that.
Yeah, I probably could have, yeah. That would have meant I would have had to come up with three other answers, and I'm not creative enough to do that. But, I mean, that does. It sounds unbelievable.
I know.
But I guess what they're telling you is, because we do, we put fat down our sewer, our sinks,
right.
But you need to run some hot water to get it move on out.
That's
so
a lot of chippy
it's
grease.
Somebody else's problem, not yours, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm. It's kind of like when you have insects invade your house. You don't care where they go other than not be at your place, right? That, if it becomes your neighbor's problem, then that's all right. Much the same as fat in your sewers.
Well, my thought is it's so cold over there. Probably here, you know, we cook with lard or whatever. It's going to stay liquid, but it's cold.
Yeah,
so
over
maybe
there.
That's why
the water
congeals.
Chick's going to be mad at you
she
for
is,
saying
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, I know, that's right. Hello.
I'm not saying it's okay.
How y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're fine. How are you?
I'm doing
How are things going at the nuclear reactor where you work, by the way?
Oh, man. we're developing stuff every day.
I imagine you are. Well, what can we do for you this morning?
Hey, I was just wondering where all that baking grease I was putting down the sink was going.
That's it. It went to the river.
And it went all the way to England.
It did. Can you imagine that? Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't Moby Dick. It wasn't.
Oh, now the we need great white
It wasn't.
Lard.
It was a fatberg. That's what it was.
Fatberg.
Yeah. Herman Melville will be so disappointed. All right, anyway.
I had friends that went to school in Fatberg.
Did you? Some of us live there now.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. All right, what's going on at the Humane Society this morning, Leah?
Well, we are in the middle of our pre-owned pet event. It is going to run till August 13th. Wow, I'll get the date here in a moment.
Okay, August
15th.
Okay, and they're low mileage.
They are.
Many times just one owner.
Often, and some of them no owner.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You're the first time owner.
I'm waiting on the ding and dent.
Yep. Well, I'm sure we have a few of those for you, too. So, a little bit of something for everyone. We have some puppies coming back from foster care, along with kittens are starting to come back from foster care. And I know at one point in time, over the course of the last 2 months, we had about 70 kittens in foster care.
Oh, my.
So, as those come back, you have a very wide selection.
Yeah,
there is a make and model for everybody.
Yeah,
you want
numbers.
It in a different color? We've got it in a different color. It's a little bit of something for everyone. So come on by. Again, that's our certified pre-owned pet event that'll run until August 15th. And those are all discounted adoption prices. Our regular adoptions include their animal spayed or neutered, microchip, basic vaccinations, local pet retail and local veterinary coupons, 30 days pet health insurance. So great opportunity to add a new family member to your family.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I know it's a little bit of ways, but Wienerfest, October 5th, we are taking sponsorships. Now, there is a deadline to get the sponsorship information in to get on the t-shirt. What that exact date is, I don't know off the top of my head. So sooner the better.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in being a sponsor, you can call the shelter, 775-5755. You can find more information on our website, aggielanehumane.org, or our Facebook page as well. There's always information up on there as well. This year, the Bark and Build, which has always been at Texas Reds before, has moved to Wienerfest. So it is a sustainable doghouse building competition, and I believe they've also opened it to doghouses and dog furniture. So, because sometimes people, you know, obviously their dog doesn't live outside, especially when it's 108 outside or whatever it is. You need additional furniture in the house for your pet, so it's a great opportunity there. So that competition will be, again, at Wienerfest. The dog houses or dog furniture will be displayed there. People can, they're going to be voting and auctioning them off as well. And great opportunity if you're interested in having a team. You can call our organization or go to our Facebook page. We're going to get that information up there today about how to join and be more involved in that as well. And that's the Brazos Bark and Build. It's always been fun to see what some of these people come up with for dog houses.
Sure.
They're pretty darn creative. So for more information, again, aggielanehumane.org is our website, or go to our Facebook page, which generally has several updates throughout the day on it. And again, get your dog signed up for Wienerfest. And it doesn't have to be just a dachshund. It could be anything else. We have the wannabe a wiener races, and the costume contest is also open to all breeds of dogs. So great opportunities there. And again, Wienerfest, October 5th, just around the corner.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Mm-hmm. Yep, visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And Roy Hickman's here this morning from the Chamber as well. How are you?
I'm doing great, but good. I think Leah's streak ended.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, no. I mean, she couldn't win today.
Oh, okay. One of those, huh? Okay, you're going to be that
Hickman,
way about it.
That's the dirtiest. Oh, yeah, come on, man.
Oh, so now he says they're even, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No. Wow. Over the month of August.
That's the only way we're going to get even with her, right?
That's it.
I couldn't answer.
Yeah, okay. What do you got for us today?
Well, listen, we've got a bunch of things coming up. And the first one, we're going to have WTAW's own Scott DeLucia moderating.
Yeah.
Our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon is coming up on Wednesday, August the 14th at the Hilton, beginning at 11:30 to 1. And you're going to have to feel sorry for Scott, because his job is going to be moderating State Senator Charles Swartner, yeah, State Representative Kyle Cassell, and State Representative John Rainey. Now, you get three of them in the room. Actually, those are all three great guys.
They are.
So I don't think you have that big of a challenge.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the impact of the 83rd session of the Texas Legislature, and I guess probably into the special sessions. Mm-hmm. That will be up to our moderator, Mr. DeLucia here. But the cost for that is $25. Tables of eight are $250. I'm really looking forward to this, to be honest with you. Again, it's Wednesday, August the 14th. That would, if I'm not mistaken, be a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
11:30 to 1. We also have a health and wellness luncheon that's gaining a lot of traction coming up on Tuesday, August the 27th. This will be a little longer. It's running from 11:15 to 1:30, but it's a panel discussion. There are six panelists to talk about I Wish I'd Known, mm-hmm, Plan Now for Financial, Legal, and Physical Health. You know, the problem is a lot of us, just every year we celebrate a birthday, and we really don't do the things that are necessary to be ready for if we continue to have birthday,
sure,
kind of things. So mm-hmm, this panel discussion is going to have folks from all different parts of the community that would help you prepare for financial, legal, and physical health. It's sponsored by ANCO Insurance and Brown & Company Insurance. It's Tuesday, August 27th at Briarcrest Country Club, beginning at 11:15. Have you out of there at 1:30. Cost for this is $30. Table of eight is $340. And non-members are welcome. The cost is a little higher at that, at $40. Now, we have several opportunities for you to network and learn as well. The first one is coming up this Friday, August the 9th, this Chamber Family Fun Night at the Bomber Game. They've had a really great season. And Uri Giva out there was looking for a way to help the Chamber celebrate. This is our 95th year of, mm-hmm, existence. We started in 1918. So we're going to celebrate our 95th anniversary with fireworks at the Bomber Game on Friday night. Tickets are $9. If you get them through the Chamber, or go to the bvbombers.com and use the password Chamber Night with a capital C and a capital N, all one word, the Chamber will benefit financially from that to be able to put into some of the programs, like our youth programs, that we can't charge as much for. Again, that's this Friday, the 9th. Festivities will start at 6:30. The game will kick off at 7:05. Actually, I should say pitch off at 7:05.
Yeah, first pitch.
Yeah, that's right. Then we have a business after hours coming up on Thursday, August the 15th, next week. That will be at Atkinson Toyota. It'll be our normal 5:30 to 7. I know Paul Atkinson's on our board, and he's very excited about having everybody out. This is a no-charge event. The public's invited. Please come on out and say hello and bring a stack of business cards and leave with a stack, just a different stack than you brought.
Yeah.
Great opportunity for you to network. And we have an opportunity not only to network but to learn. Our lunch and learns have become really popular. The last couple have been, I hate to say sold out because we don't charge for them, but filled
up. Capacity crowd.
Capacity crowd. Thank you, Scott. I'll tell you what. This one is Monday, August the 26th. At 11:45 at the chamber office, and the subject is the power of email marketing with Constant Contact. So you must RSVP to come, and it is a bring-your-own-lunch. That's one reason we're not charging you.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be 11:45 to 1. Again, that's August the 26th. The first ribbon cutting we have coming up is a week from today at 4:30, Cornerstone Christian Academy. That's on Cavett and Bryan. And our platinum member spotlight this week is Prosperity Bank. We certainly appreciate them and all they do for the community. If you need more information, 260-5200 is our phone number, or get on the website, bcschamber.org.
All right. Thank
you,
sir.
As always, it's great to be with you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Visit the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Will King here this morning as the summer winds down at the Bush Library. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. What do we got on the agenda?
Well, you know, we have the ongoing exhibit, the accessibility, that will be with us until September the 30th. And again, that's just to look at how people with disabilities overcome those disabilities every day just to live normal, everyday lives. And, of course, the exhibit is tied back in with President Bush when he signed the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990.
Sure. And then you've also got kind of a neat exhibit that's traveling in and is just going to be here for a short time?
That's right, just a short time from August 26th through September the 9th.
Yeah.
We have Washington's Acts of Congress, and this is from the Mount Vernon's Ladies Association in a partnership with the National Archives. And it's George Washington's personal copy of the Acts of Congress from 1789. It includes the Constitution in there. It includes, I believe, the draft Bill of Rights. And so it has in the margins his personal handwritten notes. I mean, it's a very special piece of history. And it actually sold at auction for, I believe, more than $9 million when the Mount Vernon acquired it.
Well, and so it's only going to be here for a couple of weeks. But that's included in your regular admission price. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we also have a exhibit opening reception that will be happening with that, which is totally free. There's a special education program where we'll have a historical storyteller dressed up as George Washington to make a presentation as well. So we'll have several different things associated with that. And, of course, the end date of it, September 9th, is very close to Constitution Day as well on the 17th.
Well, yeah, kind of a touchstone for people, and you don't have to leave town. It's right here, and there you are. And, again, as summer winds down, so do the summer camps.
That's right. You know, this is the last week of our summer camps. So if you're listening to this, you still have time to sign up for camps. You can do the individual day sessions from now through Friday.
Okay, and if they want some more information about any of what we've just talked about, it's out there for
about any and all of that, you can go to our website, bushlibrary.tamu.edu. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Bush Library.
There you go. It's Will King here from the Bush Library Museum. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Positive news on international trade. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a surge in U.S. exports at the start of summer. The government reports the nation's trade gap narrowed to just over $34 billion in June. It was the smallest deficit since the end of 2009. Exports hit a record. Owners of small firms are more upbeat about the overall economy, but a survey by the National Small Business Association finds members are not as positive when it comes to their own businesses. Projections for job growth and revenue remain stagnant. A new Chevrolet Volt electric car is more affordable. General Motors lowered the starting price of the Volt from $40,000 to $35,000. Intercontinental Hotels reported much stronger profits for the first half of the year. The parent of Holiday Inn and Crowne Plaza says strong demand for rooms in the United States is offsetting weakness in Europe and China. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Chocolate may sharpen the thinking skills of older adults who have impaired blood flow to the brain. Harvard researchers gave 60 volunteers 2 cups of cocoa each day for a month. Their average age was 73, and about a third of them had impaired blood flow to the brain. Those volunteers showed increases in cerebral blood flow and dramatic improvements in memory tests. The work is a first step toward understanding the relationship between cocoa, blood flow, and cognitive decline. In other news, going camping for a week could help people with sleep difficulties by resetting their body's internal clock. This according to University of Colorado Boulder researchers writing in the journal Current Biology. After a week outdoors, even diehard night owls began falling asleep and waking up in sync with sunset and sunrise. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes setting dates for public hearings on next year's budget. Mayor Jason Byinski says the goal was to maintain or drop the property tax rate.
By attracting those businesses and those entities and those new residences to town will help us reduce that tax rate and still offer the same quality services for our citizens.
And staff's proposal is to consider a tax levy that won't go up and might go down a little more than a penny. The only cost increase next year might be the BTU surcharge ordered by state regulators to bring wind power to the city. No rate increases are proposed for city wastewater and water customers. Day one of fall football practice at A&M is in the books. Before taking the field, head coach Kevin Sumlin told reporters there's no change in Johnny Manziel's routine, at least for now.
We're going to practice however we do it. And until as the facts start to come in, we'll adjust accordingly.
Sumlin said he planned on meeting with Manziel yesterday about allegations of being paid for signing autographs. What was said, according to the coach, will remain private. Kevin will have more in sports. The Bryan School Board has given the district superintendent a pay raise for this year and in future years. Trustees yesterday amended Tommy Wallace's contract to tie his raise to the percentage given to staff who are not educators. For the new school year, that will mean an increase of 3.5%. In the meantime, there are now two people interested in the Bryan ISD board position that will be vacated when Maritza Hoffman leaves office. Filing yesterday was Trey Moore joining Josh Smith, who announced last week. Two other incumbents, Board President Doug Wunneberger and Secretary Felicia Benford, have filed for re-election. Ever since the STAR statewide assessment test was launched last year, people have been asking to see the test questions. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says the questions are now available for public viewing.
I think that people just want to see the test, and we're anxious to show it to them, because once people see the test, they'll be able to judge for themselves that they're valid and reliable and good tests.
Ratcliffe says the trade-off is because when the questions are released from the old test, a new test has to be developed. That costs more than $2.4 billion. The STAR exam is set to be released every year for the next 3 years. The Blaine College Board of Trustees is adding nearly $2 million into faculty and staff salaries. Recent action follows a study showing non-faculty salaries averaged almost 16% below the median. Trustees approved spending more than $750,000 to bring selected staff salaries in line with other state community colleges and the private sector. While the same study showed faculty pay was in line with the market, trustees approved a $400 longevity payment. All this is in addition to a 3% cost of living increase totaling more than $900,000. That will offset the increase Blinn employees will pay in health insurance premiums. A new state law allows doctor's offices to swipe the strip on the back of your driver's license.
It will speed up the intake process for patients. It will improve the accuracy of that entire process.
Dr. Buddy Swift of the Texas Medical Association says this will also give a little bit of a break to office employees. Meanwhile, state and county election officials are working through the requirements of the new voter ID law. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen, who recently attended a seminar put on by the Secretary of State's office, says there are two exemptions.
They can go to the voter registrar and get a permanent disability exemption, so they won't have to show an ID, but they will have to have their voter card that shows exemption. And another exemption is temporary, and that's based on natural disasters. So all that can be done at the voter registrar's office.
McQueen says those without a photo ID can get one at the Department of Public Safety. While the third special session resumed yesterday in Austin, State Senator Wendy Davis was in Washington, D.C., during a National Press Club luncheon, she was asked about her political future.
I'm working very hard to decide what my next steps will be. I do think that in Texas, people feel like we need a change from the very fractured, very partisan leadership that we're seeing in our state government right now.
Davis received national attention for her filibuster during the first special session against increased regulations for abortion providers. And there's a new email scam reaching Bryan College Station inboxes. Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says it looks like a real letter from Dun & Bradstreet claiming that there's a complaint about your business, but the link they've given is a phony and will cause your computer to download malware or a virus.
Spammers love to target legitimate companies and instill a sense of false urgency for the recipient to get you to do something you're not supposed to do. Any legitimate company out there that's national can be used. So consumers need to be aware and businesses be aware of this type of scam.
McGuire says the frauds have even included the real logo and contact information. The key is to call Dun & Bradstreet yourself and verify. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 81 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One's a stand you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
There's only one way to describe a 12-pack of Bluebell Crunch Bars. Delicious vanilla ice cream, coated in milk chocolate, and crisp rice. What more can I say?
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Kroger stores and Hearn Supermarket in Hearn.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center, and I want to thank you for voting us Best Vein Center again by both the Eagles Reader's Choice and Best of the Brazos. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call 696-VEIN for an appointment or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
You're a business owner, you want efficiency, and you want to save money? Well, Suddenlink has business solutions for you. Accelerate your business with radically faster internet and phone service that's reliable. It's a set price. You know what it's going to be. You can be more productive. You can save money. Your employees can be more productive as well. And you can get an advantage over your competition. It's an easy switch for you to make. Call Chad Cowan at Suddenlink Business Solutions at 595-2413. He can provide you with just what you're looking for your business at the right price. New customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for just $29.95 each. So make the phone call. You get to keep the equipment you've already bought. You get to keep the phone number you may have had from day one in your business, plus the fact that you have the reliability and convenience of one bill, one call, one company. It's just that easy with Suddenlink. So call Chad Cowan. The number again for Suddenlink Business Solutions is 595-2413.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
841, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build our way, and as it does so, it'll continue to keep our weather very sunny and warm. All that sunshine today leading to a high at or just above 100 degrees. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny tomorrow, around 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. We'll have sunshine on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon are going to be somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I guess 106 is around 100.
Give or take, sure.
It's fair. We'd imagine that would be the case. What do you have there? You have one donut?
General Manager Ben Downs making a guest appearance on the Infomaniacs. Good morning, everyone.
Texas Broadcaster of the Year.
Yeah.
He's the General Manager.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, so far, so good.
Get away with it. Not up in here.
Not up in here. Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
I know it comes as a shock to you that I might diverge from the topic that we were originally going to discuss, but on Thursday of this week, year of our Lord 2013, Mike Wright will become the Broadcaster of the Year.
Oh, really?
Mike Wright of KTBX.
KTBX.
Is,
wow.
And you'll never guess who gets to introduce him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they told me I got 4 minutes. I said, well, I'm going to have to hurry. Then I got to thinking about it. No, that'll be good.
Wow.
So anyway. Oh, wow. That'll cover it. No, the bag of donuts. I have.
The bag of donuts.
I have real donuts in here, but Lily insisted that I bring sprinkled donuts for a donut for Cat.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Thank you. That's sweet.
Open that up. Spit in it.
So no, I did no Cat.
Is it because she knows that this is the 1 year anniversary that I've been working on the morning show?
Yes.
That
right?
Mm-hmm. She knew that.
It's a celebratory sprinkled donut. I said because I'm that supportive, and good husband. I said she doesn't like sprinkles. She likes the other kind.
Yeah.
And she said, "Take the damn sprinkles." And
that's
so,
right.
You know,
so there.
And you said, "Yes, ma'am."
Yeah. Well, we, the, you know, we're still speaking more or less to each other.
Yeah.
And the
right.
Our kitchen and our bathroom are both topless now.
We,
my
the wife
countertops
heard
this. Are all
yeah.
gone.
Yeah.
The fine folks at Intercon put in new windows for us in
thank
the house.
Thank God you did something where somebody else did the work.
They did a great job, too. They were even tidy. This was great.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to learn that I appreciate that sort of effort. Yeah. But anyway, they did a wonderful job.
And now, of course, for security, since you had no doorknob yesterday, you put a cinder block behind your front door.
No, I just parked the big cat, the one that doesn't move much.
Okay.
And
same thing
Forest.
As a cinder block.
That, no, that's Bobby, the one that weighs 13 pounds.
Oh.
But if you, no, 30 pounds, sorry. He weighs 30 pounds.
Are you
sorry.
Serious?
I got a 30-pound cat. And so we parked Bobby there, and it has the added benefit of it also wipes the floor if somebody does come
so
in.
So is
kind
he
of quick
Catberg?
So it's, we now have a doorknob. We have a doorknob, and we've got the curtains up, so yeah. we're not scaring the neighborhood children anymore.
Good. Yeah.
And that's good. And we have the new windows installed, and we still have a pile of crap. But see, the way we got it figured is when we put it all back together, only the stuff we really want will go back into the cabinet.
And the rest goes out on the front
See, here's
street.
The, here, if you'll take a look, this is the topless kitchen.
Oh, yeah. That
see, there's
handy.
There's nothing
that's
in there.
Very handy.
Because then you don't have to actually open the drawer. You can just drop the stuff in from the top.
Yeah, that's
but are
like
you ready
that.
For you ready for the picture of all time?
I'm ready. I'm
okay,
ready.
Here's where we, you know, like I said yesterday, if you're going to paint doors, that's no problem.
Right.
If you're going to paint drawers.
Yeah.
You got to take all the stuff out
you
of
do.
Them. And they're.
Wow. Yeah.
What's
that.
It look like?
If you'd known somebody who owned a mail service, they might have given you those buckets to use. For
this
that.
Is fine. No, okay. this is a good right. plan because this way, and here's behind our sofa in the den. Yes, that's the microwave. I just thought I'd mention that. And here's Lily at 1 a.m. hard at work.
Really?
Scraping the wallpaper off the wall
that.
In the bathroom.
Yeah. Did you use a steamer for that at least, or did you just scrape it?
Do you call your wife a steamer?
No.
Just once.
Yeah. If you do call your wife a steamer, then yes, I used a steamer for that project.
All right.
So anyway, we've great strides. We're very happy. And that's good because we leave for Austin tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I would like to make a public announcement.
Yes.
If something should happen to me and Lily and we're hit by a truck.
Okay.
When the people go into our house, we don't live like that.
This is
relaxing. Good grief. Yep. Harps, electric harps.
Yep.
And the Star Trek theme.
Yes.
The original.
Yes. Yes. This is Camille and Kinnerly.
Space.
Yeah.
The final frontier.
We don't need to hear that.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. See, I put the Shannon. The William Shatner star there.
See, and they wore.
Oh my gosh, they're wearing orange. They're wearing orange Star Trek uniforms.
Well, they couldn't wear red ones because that'd mean they'd get killed.
They'd get shot.
Oh gosh. Engineers.
Yeah. So there you go. You like that?
This is very nice. Can we just?
Sounds like Christmas music.
We need a new. A theme for the show, and I think this should be entering into.
No,
actually, this is the Picard kind.
Yeah,
like,
actually,
this is not the same as.
Yeah,
it?
No. What we did is we played Highway to Hell by these ladies as well.
What were they wearing for that?
kind of goth stuff, I think.
Goth,
and I had an aneurysm.
Yeah, he did.
I'm really sorry about that because I know AC/DC and GNR are a major part of young Kevin O'Connor's life.
Without a doubt, yeah. When we played that, it was a blaspheme, actually, for us.
Yes, it were.
Yeah. Well, anyway, right, I've made the public announcement that, you know, don't judge us. The house is now secure.
Okay,
we still have, our television is still sitting on milk cartons.
Yeah.
But, you know, progress is being made.
Glad to hear that.
Tie that thing down. Those fall over and hurt kids.
I don't have kids.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that.
I mean, grandbabies.
We had grandbabies that visited this weekend on Saturday. Yeah. They brought Sophia and that other child.
Scott.
I'm sorry. Yes, his name is Scott. Yes, I admit.
It's the same thing he says when Scott gets called to the aisle. Y'all and that other child. Yeah,
it's just so difficult to pick up little Scott and say, oh, you're such a sweet little thing. Granddaddy loves you.
Does he bite you?
Oh, no. This Scott, my Scott, is pleasant.
The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the beer and wine garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair, bring the whole family. Tickets online, brazosvalleyfair.com or 979-821-1450.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will thoroughly clean for you on every visit. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to deep clean, just a clean home to enjoy. Call Molly Maid today to get the clean you can trust, 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're more than just a floor store.
We're a complete design center offering custom granite countertops, an amazing lighting center, and the best floor selection in Aggieland.
And now, we're offering an exclusive selection of unique furniture to tie your home design together.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 10 till. So where do we go with this? One of TV's most popular game shows caught in the middle of a controversy. In the final Jeopardy round, one of the contestants got the correct answer, but because he misspelled it, the judges ruled he was incorrect and had his wager subtracted. But even if Thomas Hurley III had been given full points for his misspelled answer, he still would have lost during Jeopardy's Kids Week. Still, it hasn't stopped Thomas from saying he was cheated after judges ruled that his answer, Emancipation Proclamation, was wrong because it was misspelled. The eighth grader from Connecticut told his local newspaper, "I was pretty upset that I was cheated out of the final Jeopardy question. It was just a spelling error." So, and that's a different tune from what the kid said after the taping and prior to the episode airing. Before his episode aired, he told the Newtown Bee, I guess that's the local newspaper where he is, that being on the show is a neat experience. But since the episode aired, a lot of people have slammed the ruling, and that just may have influenced Thomas's thinking. What do you think?
Because he's
a little kid. Critics are all over the map. Some people have said it's because Jeopardy was being cheap and trying to save money. And others said that Jeopardy's accuracy rules are arbitrary and inconsistently enforced. Others said that host Alex Trebek was being smug, while still others argued the show has no spelling rules. And yes, some think the show was being too hard on a 12-year-old.
Well, Alex Trebek is smug.
Of course he is.
Stick.
Yep. Those responses have turned into, well, a backlash by Jeopardy fans who believe in the rules, spelling that you teach your kids that they can't all be winners. I may as well write down unicorn and say it was a typo, was one of the more colorful responses on the Facebook page for Jeopardy. Another fan adds, "Thank you, Jeopardy, for being one of the few places that seems to uphold a standard anymore." Now, here's the thing. Thomas didn't just lose. He got his butt kicked, okay? He had $9,600 going into the final round, wagered $3,000, ended up with $3,600. The winner had $36,600 going into the final round, and get this, wagered $30,000 on the final Jeopardy answer and won a grand total of $66,600. And Thomas still got to take home $2,000 as the runner-up in that show. Meanwhile, the producers of the show have given what feels like a pretty good answer, saying, quote, "If Jeopardy were to give credit to an incorrect response, however minor, the show would effectively penalize the other players. We love presenting young people as contestants on our show and make every effort to be fair and consistent in their treatment. So where do you go with that? I think I side with the show. But
against my better judgment,
yeah,
because I spell probably worse than any human on the planet.
Okay.
I gotta say, yeah, you know, yeah. If you didn't spell it right, that's why I don't go on Jeopardy. Right.
Oh, is that the reason? I had wondered what it was. That's the only thing that's holding you back.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll remember that.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them. Whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants, ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will thoroughly clean for you on every visit. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to deep clean, just a clean home to enjoy. Call Molly Maid today to get the clean you can trust, 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Tom Light Chevrolet, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We may in fact have now the perfect movie.
The perfect movie?
The perfect movie. Girls Gone Wild has jumped into the Sharknado craze.
Oh, God.
With a company releasing a memo which claims they're working on an epic movie spoof of the film. That's as if the film itself wasn't a spoof.
Right.
The press release reads, "It's 2013, it's time to give our fans something fresh, hip, and entertaining that they've never seen before, and this goes hand in hand with the girls taking their tops off during spring break for cameras." And
I was like, "What is this? Naked Girls Gone Wild?"
I don't know. Sharks. I saw that. Top of them.
They also said they're like looking for brand new talent. I was like, "Talent? That's what you call it?
That'd be talent, sure. You betcha." Okay, brilliant idea here. Stop your girlfriend from dumping you and moving out by calling 911 and telling them your wife has been kidnapped by two men in a U-Haul. That's what Matthew Kropp tried to do. See, his girlfriend, he wanted her back. Well, she left with the U-Haul, so he calls the sheriff's department.
Like you do.
Of course, and said that, that's what happened. Well, obviously, when they got to the U-Haul and they found his ex-girlfriend, things turned badly for Matthew. Amazingly enough, alcohol was involved. Matthew, who was drunk, yelled at the deputies.
No.
On top of, abusing 911. So, nice job going there. This is kind of a neat story. I had not heard about this. Seattle Mariners' Kyle Seager swung at a pitch, lost control of his bat during a game against the Houston Astros last month. His bat flew into the crowd and it hit a young Houston fan named Lyle. Now, while the youngster could have thrown a fit or ended up in the hospital or whatever. Instead, he took the entire incident in stride. In fact, Lyle even gave the bat back to Seager because he was on a hitting streak.
Oh, wow. See, I would have been like, oh, my gosh, it's his bat, and keep it for myself. I wouldn't be mad.
He was plugged in enough about that. Fast forward to August, and Seager's wife has posted a letter that the boy sent via Twitter. My name is Lyle Raymond. Your bat landed on me. He said, I'm okay. Thanks for giving me the thumbs up when you were on first base. I like the Astros, but will cheer for you, too. I gave back your bat because you had a big hitting streak with that bat. I hope you have more with that bat, your fan, Lyle.
Aww.
Well, that's pretty cool. I hope he sends him some signed stuff or something like that.
That is cool.
You know, sure.
Baseball players have plenty of access to that kind of thing. So there you are. There's your heartwarming Major League Baseball story today.
Love
on the
it.
Same day, the day after they have to name all those people who they're, you know, not going to let play.
They're not all crumbs.
After exchanging 3,000 letters over 74 years, a pair of pen pals have finally met in person. 87-year-old Norma Kitty Fratty, she lives in Corpus Christi, and 83-year-old pen pal Audrey Sims is from Perth, Australia. They became pen pals back in 1939 as part of a school project. They kept writing long after school was done. They finally met face-to-face last week at the Corpus Christi Airport. And even though they finally met, they have no plans to stop writing. So there's heartwarming story number two from the people who brought you the story about the Fatberg.
You're just hot today.
Yeah, well, it's the Fatberg. You know, we did enough of that. On this date in history, in 1890, convicted killer William Kemmler was the first man electrocuted. 1890. Did not turn out well. They had to juice him a couple of times.
Yeah, I remember seeing something on that.
1965, Help was released by the Beatles. So there you go. We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Broadway.
Fox News Radio. I'm